This is program number LW2306. Well, I saw a murder last night. I mean, I actually saw it happen. Hi, this is Larry West. I never thought it would happen to me. I mean, I never thought I would ever actually be one who would be a witness to a murder. But I saw a murder actually committed last night. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, one time the operator of the largest abortion clinic in the Western Hemisphere, but who changed his mind after having seen the reaction of the baby himself in the womb during the abortion, narrated a film of an actual murder that I saw happen last night. Let me tell you about it today. The doctor who performed this abortion, now this one was not Dr. Nathanson, the gynecologist who actually performed this abortion later went to help the filmmakers edit what they had taken. Now this gynecologist had performed 10,000 abortions. When he saw on film, though, the actual baby he had reached in with a suction tube and had torn literally apart, it shocked him. And he has not performed an abortion since. The woman who did the camera work, a feminist, a pro-abortionist, upon seeing the film, has not talked of it since. Now, what did they see? There are different ways that abortions occur. The one I saw last night was the suction method, wherein a very small hollow tube is inserted into the, well, I guess you could say, the private sanctuary where a baby would think he would be safe in his mama. The tube first rips away the protective sac in which the baby lies. It's incredible how the baby, sensing a foreign object threatening him, begins to wiggle, in fact, viciously trying to get away. But he can't. His little heart begins to pound 240 beats a minute. All of a sudden, the vacuum is turned on. The bag is sucked through, and then an arm, a leg, a shoulder. Piece by piece, the little baby is ripped from his head. Now, the head is too large to go through the tiny tube, so the abortionist reaches in with an instrument designed to clasp the head and crush it, which I saw happen last night. And then he removes the fragments. I saw a murder last night. I saw a murder actually happen. The tragedy of it is that the one I saw will never be reported, not even on the back page of an obituary column. You see, it was just another one of 4,000 happening a day, every day of the year in this country of ours. It's an American Holocaust, no different from the one which occurred 40 years ago in Nazi Germany, no different except for the fact that the American Holocaust involves millions more lives which have been taken. In all the wars that we have fought, we have seen 1.5 million of our men and women die. 10 times that have occurred since the Supreme Court, though, said it was okay for us to murder our helpless children. Every year, we legally kill innocent human beings in numbers equivalent to the combined populations of Kansas City, Minneapolis, and Miami. At least 1,300,000. Now, that's each year. Last night, as I watched the murder, I saw that little guy's mouth open and give out a scream, a silent scream, one that I will hear over and over myself until I go to my own grave. No wonder the abortionist, with 10,000 to his credit, hasn't performed one since. No wonder the feminist can't talk about it. I witnessed a murder last night. I just wish I could turn it in. I wish I could find someone to prosecute. I wish I could find some jury to convict. I've got the evidence. I wish I could find some judge to pronounce sentence. But I can't. You see, the Supreme Court, acting in God's place, has declared the murder legal. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, you have lived on earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Then the Bible says, behold, the judge, God, he is standing at the door. If you're planning on having an abortion, and if you'd like to talk about it, contact me. Write me in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.